I confess. What is it that makes you think that just because you trace the outline of my brow and run your fingers along my cheek and down my nose, that I will melt in the palm of your hand? I tell myself I'm a good girl, and good girls don't rip aside the veils, picking and plucking, unleashing doubt and suspicion, unhinging passion fueled by deception. But here I am, juggling the time continuum, in a place where good girls only go when they need to shed their goodness in exchange for just a little bit of mischief. The conversion from good girl to mischief maker is easier than I thought. It's as simple as accepting the kindness of friends who are willing to keep quiet. Silence has never bought us anything of worth. Playing hide and seek, keeping your secrets safe and close to quench your desire during times of drought, hold tight and prepare for the reckoning. He, me, and him triangulate the meaning of loyalty, allegiance, and the sanctity of trust. I tell myself I'm a good girl, and good girls don't give strangers dominion over those sacred places meant to be preserved for the one who swore to keep our vows holy and steadfast. Good girls don't crave the touch, stroke of strange hands upon their bodies, and wedded lips and tongue that seek salvation, submerged between the holler, fertile and bountiful. Memories haunt and corrupt all that is good and sacred. Betrayal is tattooed deep and invisible to the naked eye. Trust and infidelity stretch like a tightrope, thin and sharp. There is nothing more incriminating than hindsight. I tell myself that I'm a good girl, and good girls aren't bad for surrendering to the smoldering gaze that sends a shiver down the spine. I confess in a whisper under my breath that I am still a good girl, and yet...